Next time you walk down a grocery store aisle, take a look at the labels. Organic, all-natural, cage-free, non-GMO. All those certifications are supposed to make you feel good about protecting the environment. One of these eco-labels proclaims certain products as salmon-safe. It appears on lots of beer and wine bottles. But can it help sell staple items such as eggs? Eilish O'Neill headed to a farm in the South Puget Sound region to find out.
Here, chick, 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 chick.
That's 80-year-old Jim Wilcox calling to hundreds of chickens. They're all crowded around the little house where they can get water and shelter from the bald eagles circling overhead. The Wilcoxes have egg farms in Oregon, Montana, and here, in the shadow of Mount Rainier. Wilcox's chicken calls do the trick. First one bird, then another, and finally the whole flock lurches toward us. Wilcox says, over the past 20 years, his customers both at small, upscale grocery stores and at big chains like Costco have started asking a lot of questions.
Were we good stewards of the land? If we had a good carbon footprint? Since we have so many waterways that we either border or run through our property, were we taking good care of those?
Wilcox Farms borders the Nisqually River, which has runs of steelhead and salmon. And farming can be hard on fish. Think pesticides, irrigation draining creeks, and...
with all these chickens, we have tons and tons of fertilizer.
The salmon and steelhead in the Nisqually River have been declining for decades, and that's a huge concern for the Nisqually tribe.
When the first fish comes back, you thank that salmon for coming home and sustaining your life.
That's a recording of Billy Frank Jr. before his death in 2014. Frank was a member of the Nisqually tribe and a legendary activist for tribal fishing rights.
We can't band-aid this watershed. We've got to think about it for all of us, for everyone, to have clean water, quality and quantity of that water, to have salmon, to have them trees, to have all that medicine.
The way Jim Wilcox tells it, Billy Frank Jr. is a big reason he decided to change the way he runs his farm. It was Billy Frank who encouraged Wilcox to stop using pesticides, plant trees by waterways, and keep chicken manure out of the water. That would earn him a salmon-safe label for his eggs. Wilcox says he decided...
and that's where our future lay.
The Salmon Safe label was created in the late 90s to translate consumer interest in salmon into money for farmers who did right by fish.
We started out working with vineyards in the Willamette Valley.
Dan Kent's the executive director of Salmon Safe. He says today, more than 800 farms from Alaska to Northern California have the certification, including a full third of Oregon's vineyards. But things haven't worked out exactly as Kent had hoped. Not enough consumers know what Salmon Safe means, that they want to pay more for an egg carton with the label. But a different class of buyers does know what Salmon Safe means, and they're interested. Grocery stores.
What we've learned is that the real value we can deliver to certified landowners is market access.
In other words, given the choice, certain supermarkets lean towards Salmon Safe options. Kent says his next goal is to start working with more wheat, apple, and dairy farmers. Back on the Wilcox farm, I climb into Jim's old Jeep.
It's kind of an old beater.
You know, I can take it on the old back roads.
We bump over a rutted dirt road to the Nisqually River, and Wilcox shows me where he and his sons and nephew are planning to pull out a dike and let the river flood about 15 acres of their land.
The river's going to be allowed to just kind of meander in here, and hopefully it'll just create a still water where little fingerlings and feeder-type fish can thrive.
There are a lot of reasons, of course, but the Nisqually steelhead are already coming back. This year, the Department of Fish and Wildlife opened a sport fishery for winter steelhead on the Nisqually for the first time in years. In Pierce County, I'm Eilish O'Neill.